Om Shanti. Today we are going to revise the Avyakta Murli of 5th December 2016. This is the third Murli, second Murli of this series. Baba took us to Delhi and we saw Baba told so many things about the capital. In this Murli, Baba is taking us not to any place, but he is definitely taking us into the past. This entire Murli of 5th December 2016 is pointing towards one particular day, and that's a very, very important day in the history of Yajna. If you ask which is the most important day in the history of Yajna, everybody would say it is 18th January 1969. Which is the next most important day in the history of Yajna, or rather in the history of all the Murlis? The entire Murli is pointing towards that day, and that is 21st January 1969. So in this Murli, Baba is remembering that day. Which day? The first day of Avyakta meeting. The first day of Avyakta meeting. The first Avyakta Murli of this great sacrificial fire. The first Avyakta Milan, the first Avyakta Murli, the first meeting of the incorporeal through Avyakta Brahma. Through Avyakta Brahma. And through the body of Dadi Gulzar. So, in this Murli, I don't know how Baba started, but all of a sudden, he started remembering. He is saying that, what was your day, what was your condition, how was that day when Baba met you for the first time. See, this entire Murli of 5th December is on that day. Baba is saying, that day, you all were crying. That day, it was the memorial day for you. That day, you were all soaked and merged in love of Brahma. If you just imagine the scene of that day, just imagine Brahma Baba has left the mortal coil. On one side, there is sorrow. On one side, there is definitely sorrow. Love, lorn heart. On one side, definitely everybody is steeped into that grief. And another side, there is question in everybody's mind, what is going to happen now? What is going to happen to this Yajna? Who will take care? Will Baba come again? How will he come? So there are so many questions on one side. There is amazement, amusement. There is a feeling of lot of interrogative questions in the mind. Everything is there. Mind is mixed. Mixed feelings are there. And there are also questions regarding Baba said that he will take all of us together. Why he left alone? What will happen to this Yajna? What will happen to the Murlis? So this entire Murli Baba is saying, remembering, everybody is remembering that Avyakta Divas, that Avyakta Day, that day of 21st January. And this is probably the most significant of all the Murlis, where Baba is coming and giving all the directions for the Yajna. What is going to happen now? Baba is saying in this Murli, very, very beautiful usage of the word, walls of remembrance, yaad ki diware. On this walls of remembrance, what is written? My Baba, sweet Baba, and lovely Baba. Walls of remembrance. Just as photographer takes a picture, so also the picture of that day is there in your heart. The divine activity of every day is different. Every day has got unique divine activities. So each day is unique. So all of you today, you are remembering that day. And your stage is also like your stage which was on that day. So rather than discussing this Murli, I would like to discuss that Murli of 21st January 1969. Because this entire Murli Baba is glorifying that Murli. There is hardly any Avyakta Murli which is glorifying 21st January. All Avyakta Murlis are describing 18th January all the time. But this is the only Murli probably, perhaps, where Baba is saying, remember that day of 21st January. So let's go back to 1969. 21st January. Baba has given many directions for this sacrificial fire. What are those directions? There are about 16 to 18, or you can say 21 different directions for this yajna. What are those directions? First, Baba said, Brahma would be the chariot till the end. He will be the only instrument soul till the end. It will not be that some other soul would become the instrument. It will be always the Brahma who would be the instrument. These are the directions now. Brahma Baba has left the mortal coil. Brahma Baba has gone away from this world. He has become avyakt. And now Baba is saying, still he will be the, he will be the instrumental soul. One. Second, Baba said, Murlis would continue. Baba would continue to come. And now, the form of Baba would be Bab Dada. This Dada and that Baba, they would become combined. And Murli would be through them. So this will be known as Avyakt Murlis. And there is a magic in this Murli. There is no magic in those Murlis told by trans messengers. This is the second messenger. Now from now onwards, you will be hearing Avyakt Murlis. Then Baba said, your part would be to revise all the Murlis now. Do you remember all the Murlis? Baba said, you might not be remember even what he said yesterday. So that is why you have to revise all the Murlis now. Now a new, see, Yajna has taken a new direction from that point. I see four turning points in the history of Yajna. 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G. 1G is from 1936 till 1950. That was in Sindh, Hyderabad. First generation, when all the Dadis came in the Yajna. That is the first generation, most powerful souls. Most powerful souls, as powerful as Brahma. That is 1G. Yajna came to Mount Abu. 5th April, 5th May 1950. 5th, 5550. 5550, 5th May 1950, all the children of Yajna, they reached Mount Abu. From there, 2G starts. Jagdish Bhai came, all the senior brothers came, and the part of Seva, service started. And they also are those people who have taken Sakar sustenance. So this is 2G from 1951 till 1969, 2G. So these are those fortunate souls who are the original jewels, also you can call them. Definitely they are also the original jewels. But the main original jewels are all Dadis, first generation. This is second, 2G. Then the third G starts, 3G. 3G is from 70 maybe, or 18th January after that, when Baba had become Avyakt. After that, all the Avyakta Palna, till 2000. 7. Dadi Prakashmani. This is the 3G. Lot of services started in this period of the Yajna. And 4G now. Post 2007. Post Dadi Prakashmani. I don't know what is 5G. And it is not a good idea to predict that. Or even to say that. Yeah, there is a Baba has said in many times in Sakar Murli that I will just repeat your question here. The brother has asked, the Murlis have started way back in 1936-37, but we revise only 5 years Murlis, and we revise from 1965 to 69. Only these 5 years Murli we revise. Why this? The answer is, Baba has said so many times in Sakar Murli that this Gyan I will not give you at one go. I will give you in installments. I am not going to tell you everything, the whole truth. I am going to tell you bit by bit. Because if I had told at the very beginning that God is point of light, probably you would not have understood that. You would not have understood that. That's why Baba said earlier, what was, see, even this God is point of light, this point got cleared once, probably when they came here in 1950. Till that time, they had some different concepts. They used to think of Brahma, they used to think of Krishna, and all those things were going on. So that time, lot many Murlis which were there, that's why when they were coming to India, Baba said, burn everything whatever you have. Because that can create a lot of confusions. Because that time the Gyan which was given, the related Gyan, was little different. There was not so much clarity in that knowledge. It was because he was meeting a small group of people, and he used to talk sometimes abusive language also. Sometimes. Because Baba knew that these are very strong souls. They are not going to leave me. But if he uses the same language now, the so-called unparliamentary language, probably people would run away. They will not stay here. Because that was a very strong language. And Baba wanted to induce Vairag in those souls. Because they were so much attached to Sindhi family. Sindhi family, Sindhis are the most indulgent people. If you see their lifestyle, they are very indulgent. Given to all the sort of luxuries and everything. So Baba came there, and that's why he used very, very strong language. And that's why Baba said, while coming, burn everything. And now when he came here, here also, Baba, gradually he clarified the knowledge. Most of the thing he clarified later on. And that's why, from 1960s, once Nagesh Bhai had taken a class on that, the history of the Murlis. From 1960s, then little Baba became very much clear about the different concepts, all these pictures came into existence, this is like that, and so many things. So that is why he did not want all those things to stay, because he knew that the future children who are going to come would not be very powerful. So he did not want them to hear all those things which he told at that time. So he told different things at different point of time. What, even now, what he is telling, now he is not telling us, go in the helicopter and throw all those pamphlets. He is not telling all those things now. He is telling his method, his way of telling, his relating knowledge has totally changed. If you see what he used to tell 10 years back and what he is telling now is entirely different. So he has changed. His ways have changed. Jesus Christ, before his crucifixion, 12 hours before his crucifixion, he is talking with his disciples. He is telling that a time will come. Know that the time will come when I will not talk with you with parables. Till now I have talked with you in parables. Examples I have given you. But know that when my time will come, a time when I have to go and meet my father, that time I will stop talking to you in parables. He is telling, sitting there on that mount, and his disciples are in between chit-chatting. Yes, see, now he is not talking in parables. Is that the time now? Baba used to give 10 examples in one Avyakta Murli earlier. If you see, you will be like aeroplane, this, that. Now he doesn't talk in parables. There are no examples in this Murli. Probably now the time has come. The time is now that he is about to leave from this worldly existence. He may not come again. So there are lot many reasons for that. Coming back to Murli. First, Brahma would be the instrument. Second, Murlis would continue. Third, you have to revise all the Murlis. And fourth, post will go from Madhuban as it is going now, till now. All the post of the Murlis would keep on going from Madhuban. Fourth, fifth, Didi would be the overall in charge of this Yajna. And Dadi would be her helper. Next, Didi and Dadi would make visits to all the centers. Next, if you have any problem, if you have any questions, you can ask Didi and Dadi or the instrument souls. Next, the part of all the trans messengers would end now. No more this trans messenger. Only few whom Didi and Dadi would appoint. They will only be assigned the role of trans messengers. Next, people would ask you, you used to say that Brahma is 100 year old. Why he left at the age of 93? Tell them. It was near about 100 only. He left at the age of 93. Tell them it was near about 100 only. And if at all, he has to complete that 100 age, he will complete that in his angelic form. For the first time in the history of Murli, Baba used the word Farishta. Baba used the word angel at three times in this Murli. First, this Brahma attained the angelic state. One. Second, when they will ask you, tell them that Brahma would complete the remaining years in his angelic form. Two. And third, you all have to attain the angelic state. Three times, for the first time in the history of Murlis, Baba used the word Farishta, angel, here. Nowhere the word angel is there. Angel word is not there in any of the Murlis. Here it has come for the first time. Then, next instructions. Two things you have to imbibe. What are those two things? First, you should not see each other's defects. Or even if you see, do not keep them in your heart. This is the first thing you have to imbibe. Second thing you have to imbibe is to remain adole, to remain adik, to remain immovable, unshakable, unflinchable like the Angad. Because Brahma has gone, so people may try to bring you into upheaval. Baba said, churn the knowledge, don't churn the upheaval. Churn the knowledge, don't churn the upheaval. So that is the next message. Then Baba said, the part of Brahma. Brahma would remain combined with Shiva Baba now. And they both will come together. And there would be Avyakta Murlis going on. All the important messages for the Yajna you will receive from time to time. So these are some of the instructions. Few other instructions are there in that message. Baba said, everything that has happened in the drama, know that there was a secret. And you also ask, why Brahma left suddenly? Baba said, this is a system which is created in the Yajna now. You will never know what is going to happen. This is a system which is created in the Yajna, that Brahma left suddenly and there is a benefit in the drama. Bab Dada and benefit. Bab Dada or Kalyan. Only two words. Remember these two words. Bab Dada or Kalyan. Bab Dada and benefit. Remember these two words. And now you have to begin your journey of remembrance. Now don't waste time. Now Avyakta part has started. These are all the words coming from that 21st January Murli. Baba has given all the instructions how this Yajna would function. People would try to shake you, but you have to remain unshakable. People will ask you 100 questions. You have to remain unshakable. Now the part of service will start and you have to increase this service. You have also to keep your stage powerful. Also you have to make service powerful. So these are all the different instructions. So in this Murli, Baba is remembering that day. And Baba said, when you remember that day, now there is no need to cry. Don't cry. You already shed lot of Ganges and Yamunas that time. Now you need not to shed. Now on the walls of remembrance it is written. So let that be written on the walls of remembrance. And let that picture be captured in your heart. So this is the essence of this Murli. Tomorrow we will revise next Murli. Om Shanti.